The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again. Talking everything Buffalo Bills, certainly hope that you and yours had a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday. I certainly did, being with family and friends throughout the long weekend. And obviously the Buffalo Bills did their part, although making things a little bit too close for comfort with the 28-25 victory over the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day. I know a lot of different storylines coming out of the game. I think for so many, right, and it's kind of less about the game and more about the state of where the Buffalo Bills are. A lot of conversation around Ken Dorsey, a lot of conversation around Josh Allen and him playing with the injured elbow, and obviously the status of Von Miller and what things will look like for him, as it sounds like avoided something that could, you know, definitely be a major injury with a torn ACL. And now in the type of situation where you're talking about a sprained knee, what the severity of that may be still to be determined, but probably should know more in maybe about 5 to 10 days at this point. But a lot of conversation coming off the game. And again, that state of the Bills, who are still sitting at 8-3, coming into a tough stretch right now against the New England Patriots on Thursday night, and then two more AFC games on the horizon with the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins. So a little bit of a gauntlet right before the season, probably thinking to yourself, well, you know, the AFC East, I don't think that those teams are all there yet. Well, you know, you're looking at them 500 or better, all three of those teams playing tough competitive football. You always know things will be difficult against divisional rivals, and for the Bills, the situation that they find themselves in, again, starting with Thursday night, heading to Foxborough to Gillette Stadium to take on Mac Jones, Bill Belichick, and the New England Patriots. Now, as we go through this, what I want to talk to you about today is really tied to the Buffalo Bills injury report. Because I think as we look at things and you talk about the Bills, you start to have some sense of optimism around the team getting healthier. And I know that's hard to say when you're talking about Micah Hyde potentially being done for the season. Von Miller was still the question mark there and some other places. So I wanted to go through the injury report, add some context to you. This comes after Monday's practice for the Bills. So depending on when you catch this episode, it will release on Tuesday. Kind of will give you an idea of what you could look forward to and what might really be the scenario for the Bills moving forward. Now, number one on the list, quarterback Josh Allen with the right elbow, a full practice participant on Monday, was the same on Sunday. It appeared on Sunday that he was not wearing the brace. It looks like it was back on during Monday's practice. But Josh Allen, all systems go there. A little bit of old news, but again, until we, you know, maybe see a game or a performance from him that where he looks like his old self, maybe from a passing standpoint, that will probably continue to be somewhat of a story. And we all know that Tony Romo would not allow us to forget that during Thursday's game. Big question here, Deion Dawkins, who left the game with an ankle injury, By all reports, it looked like he was trying to work his way back into the game on Thursday. Another DNP on Monday for Deion Dawkins, of course, an integral piece to the Buffalo Bills offense. Will be interesting to see what his status is on Tuesday and Wednesday. So kind of something to keep an eye on there. Some positive news. Tremaine Edmonds, again, a full participant in practice with the groin and heel injury. We talk about these last couple of games, some of the differences that we have seen in the Buffalo Bills offense or defense. While Terrell Dodson and A.J. Klein can certainly do some decent things, the Bills defense is different without Tremaine Edmonds. You talk about that 6'5" freak of an athlete that can able to drop back into some sort of zone coverage. He can clog things up. And I know people will have their criticisms of him. I am really not one of those folks, and I think these last couple of weeks have certainly proven that. When he went out of the game against the Minnesota Vikings is when things started to fall apart on defense, and I don't think that is just a coincidence. Another positive, A.J. Epenesa, a full participant. You talk about the depth at defensive end, seeing him trending in the right direction where he should be able to play on Thursday, minus a setback, certainly something good to see. Talked about Von Miller before. We know his out indefinitely until there is further news, so we will wait to see what takes place there. Mitch Morris with the elbow and the ankle. Again, a full participant in practice. Need him back on that offensive line, especially if Deion Dawkins cannot go to keep as much consistency there. Ryan Bates doing a good job filling in for him, but the Bills are better with Ryan Gates at right guard and Mitch Morris at center, and obviously would like to see that on Thursday night. Jordan Phillips with an eye, not quite sure what was there, but a full participant. Another real positive for the Bills, Greg Rousseau. The ankle injury has been a full participant the last 2 days. Happy to see that, especially with the absence of Von Miller. Gregory Rousseau was really playing some solid football this season. The Buffalo Bills need him back, especially in Miller's absence. So when you talk about things and thinking, good gosh, where's the depth going to be? If you roll into Thursday with Rousseau, with A.J. Epenesa, Shaq Lawson, Boogie Basham, you're going to be okay with those four. And that looks like that is where things are heading for the Bills heading in to Thursday night. Now, some other guys that have been missing practice, and this is around illness, and we've kind of seen this over the last couple of weeks, but Damar Hamlin, Dane Jackson, Jaquan Johnson, Quentin Morris, and Khalil Shakir all out with illness, missing Monday's practice. Hopefully it's something relatively mild that those guys can be back and good to go on Tuesday, kind of getting back to full strength. But guys that contribute to the team here, right? When you talk about this and whatever kind of illness might be running through the Buffalo Bills locker room, hopefully we can kind of nip that in the bud sooner rather than later. Guys, I forgot to mention, Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, of course, is brought to you by our friends at Homage.com. I've got all the information in the show notes. You think about Black Friday shopping, you think about Cyber Monday, plenty of great things for the Buffalo Bills fan in your life, so be sure to check it out. And like I said, everything included in the show notes for you there. Now, listen, so we talk about these injuries, and it's a long list when you look at it, but so much of it tied to this illness, right? And you're thinking, okay, maybe this is a 24-hour thing. Get these guys back on the practice field on Tuesday, getting back to, you know, regular status for Thursday's game. But as I look at things, and again, I talk about that sense of optimism, Tremaine Edmonds coming back, A.J. Epenesa, Mitch Morris, and Gregory Rousseau, having those four guys back against a tough New England Patriots team on Thursday is certainly something needed for the Bills. Holding out a little bit of optimism on Deion Dawkins, just as it relates to the way he was carrying himself on the sideline on Thursday, did not look like a guy who had experienced a major injury himself, right? Was there, was kind of engaging with cameramen and different pieces. So again, just kind of reading in between some things there. I'm hopeful that this is the Bills just being overly cautious, and maybe we see him on the practice field on Tuesday. So listen, I'm going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to have our paying homage segment. Get that to you guys in the next second. So hang tight after the break. We'll be right back on Breaking Buffalo Rumblings.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome back to Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino here with you. It's time for our Paying Homage segment of the show, brought to you by our friends at homage.com. And you know, each and every week we highlight a player, a fan, a content creator doing some great work around the Buffalo Bills. And it should come as no surprise, this week's choice for the Buffalo Bills is Ed Oliver. The defensive tackle in his fourth season truly delivered some big plays for the Buffalo Bills during Thursday's game, helping lead the team to victory. Yes, I agree with many of you that thought that he got shafted. He should have been in the post-game interview getting a feast on a turkey leg with Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, and Tyler Bass. Those guys well-deserving also, but Ed Oliver certainly deserved to be a part of that. And when you think about his day on Thursday, the absence of Von Miller, when you need Ed Oliver to step up, not just that he does this on Thanksgiving Day. We certainly saw him have a fantastic game against the Cowboys 3 years ago as a rookie. But with Von Miller out of the lineup, the Buffalo Bills need Von Miller. With Von Miller out of the lineup, the Buffalo Bills need Ed Oliver to be that game wrecker. And he was on Thursday. Six combined tackles, two tackles for loss, two quarterback hits, a forced fumble that he recovered himself, a game-changing play in itself, and nothing bigger than the safety against Jared Goff to put 2 points on the board for the Buffalo Bills and help lead them to that 28-25 victory. And I've got to admit, right, Oliver is one of those players I've been up and down on, you know, kind of with some of the ebbs and flows that come with the consistency. But as you see him continue to develop again in year four as that defensive tackle, you see more and more consistency coming from him and a decent stretch as of late, right? I mean, not the result we wanted, but he had four quarterback hits against the Minnesota Vikings. Fast forward, you know, the next week against the Cleveland Browns, you know, another QB hit, five combined tackles, three tackles for loss. He's got six tackles for a loss in his last three games, certainly standing out. And I like what I'm seeing from Ed Oliver. I hope that it continues in Von Miller's absence and he can continue to do great things for the Bills again with that defensive line. And they're going to need it against the New England Patriots on Thursday night. But Ed Oliver, the Paying Homage segment of the week, should come as no surprise to all of you, and happy to recognize him for his work that he has been doing as of late. So listen, guys, I'm going to get out of here for now, an abbreviated episode for you. If you haven't checked it out yet, coming up soon, Off Tackle with John Fina and Joe Miller. They're going to have Daryl Taylor joining them. You don't want to miss that, along with all of our great shows here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Smash that subscribe button wherever you are. You get all of our great content 7 days a week. I'm going to get out of here for now. Thanks for listening. And as always, go Bills.